and then teaching the sentient beings as to how to engage in a proper ethical, proper ethics, so letting them refrain from negative actions, from negative, from delusions, teaching them as to the faults of delusions, and as to not to take keen interest in delusions. By giving kind of instructions that the sentient beings be alleviated from such ignorance. So the first one, the 4 points that His Holiness said earlier, so those belong to the category of benefiting or offering benefits to the sentient beings in terms of giving support. And the second one is what His Holiness said right now as to eliminate the ignorance in the minds of the sentient beings. So the second would then include, encapsulate or include the teachers giving any kind of instructions to their students. And then so those people who are having problem with hearing, deaf people and so forth. So if you teach the sign language and so forth, so they also include, they are also subsumed under the second category of benefiting other beings. So there are times where you have to teach people with tremendous effort without feeling discouraged. So these could be included in the second category. And third one is repaying for the benefits that you have received from the other beings. So here includes not forgetting the kindness, the benefits that you have received from others, trying to be grateful to those people who offered benefits and kindness to you. And offering benefits to those people who are facing the danger, who are facing some kind of dangers from animate and inanimate objects. For someone who is being sued without having any fault. So if you help these people, so they are considered in the fourth category, and also struggling for human rights for someone else, and protecting the human rights of some others, and also the protecting the other animals who are being tormented, and the environmental protection. So although that is not directly connected to benefiting the sentient beings, but because many of the beings, they are dependent on the environment, as such, through protecting the environment, it would be indirectly protection offered to the sentient beings. So the fourth one would be giving protections to those in danger. And fifth, helping those who are overwhelmed or those who are in lamentation. Someone who has his parents passed away or a partner deceased. Someone who is lamenting or who is being stricken by grief. Or someone who has faced the problem of divorce, and then someone who is being stolen or so the fifth one is actually benefiting or helping those who have been stricken by grief. someone who is stricken, for example, or someone who is suffering from AIDS and so forth, cancer and so forth. So there are people coming to see me, sick people coming to see me, who are almost suffering from terminal illnesses. So I try to give as much advice and consolation as possible. So these all are included in the giving of help or offering help in terms of consoling those stricken by grief. And next, benefiting those who are deprived of facilities. For example, in this world, we see that there are a lot of people in Africa suffering from being deprived of the basic necessities. And also in the China mainland, we see a lot of people are suffering of not getting even proper food to have. And also helping those travelers who are traveling far away distances by way of giving food, water, and then letting them rest comfortably. So all this comprises benefiting those deprived of basic necessities or who are lacking the basic facilities. So when I was there in Taiwan for the second time, I saw some of the native Taiwanese who were living in the countryside. So the way they really kind of expressed themselves in front of me, I really noticed them to be as if like very dull in ways of their thinking. So it seems like they are really facing the deprivation of basic necessities, being deprived of basic necessities. So they came to see me. So benefiting those people who depends on you. For example, so in a family, someone who is actually leading the family, so there are people who are depending on you, the family members. So you have to really benefit them out of compassion, out of love. So you have to really attend to their needs. So in the case of some factories, so where the workers, they happen to be from a very far away distance place, so even there, even in the China mainland, so there are a whole lot of workers, and then you let them work so hard, and then pay very low wages. So this is actually exploitation. It's so bad. So you should really try to avoid these things. So for example, if you take the example of the abbot here, the abbot of the Taiwanese monastery here, so those people who are, there are many people, the lay devotees, and they really kind of depend on the abbot in ways of receiving instruction and so forth. It is the job of the abbot to really benefit them with tremendous taking the responsibility to benefit them. So, if you take me as an example, so I have the name of Dalai Lama. So, even I as the Dalai Lama is not supposed to really exploit other people and don't try to hold any sense of arrogance. And then you should really try to respond to the way, to the kind of the dedications that other people show to you by sincerity, and really try to help others best you can. So another job of the And another job of the, there's another job that you have to keep in mind of the abbot. That is that someone who is doing well, so he should treat them well. And those not doing well, you should really be able to punish them so well. So there's a story. There's one Mongolian who, so he started to scold someone, people, the other monks. So this monk, this Mongolian is a monk, and he was actually, he meant to say that, so why the ordinary monks, they are staying, sitting in the hall. So sitting in the hall, the other monks, so in the presence of the abbot right there at the head, so how is it that the monks in the ordinary monks, they behave so badly? So it is actually a joke that is so kind of funny in Tibetan, and it won't be so in English. So actually, to translate directly, so this, the Mongolian disciplinarian, he started scolding the ordinary monks in his kind of very unique accent, trying to speak in Tibetan, saying that the abbot, why you try to, in the presence of the in the presence of the kambu, is like kind of peach. And then he couldn't pronounce it well, so he said like a peach. And then so they're leaving a peach right at the head. And how do the apples treat so behave so badly? So the apples actually is like kushu. And then the people, all the monks, they started laughing at his pronunciation and accent. So then the disciplinarian got really agitated, and he said that if you really don't follow what I say, then I'm going to really beat you up. So in order to say that, again, he couldn't pronounce that well in Tibetan. So the way he said was that, so I'm going to just kind of... I'm going to release gas. He said that. And he said that, he also said that, if you still don't listen to me, I'm going to just remove my hot fishes or excreta. So what he actually meant to say is that he wants to really beat all the monks, but because of his improper pronunciation.